Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. We are running a little late, but yes, we are here. So we want to give a big shout out to everybody tuning in today. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? That's right. It's hump day. Whoop whoop. That's right. We are on the air. We are just hanging out, having fun, but that's what we do here at the Greg Squirrel Show, and we invite you to join in on the fun with us. If you're listening and you want to call in, the phone lines are 347-326-9073. Once again, that phone number is 347-326-9073. We will be glad to have you on the air. We got the chat rooms up and running. You can send me an email, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, or you can send me a message on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. That's where you can find me. How about those St. Louis Cardinals? One game away from knocking the Dodgers out of the playoffs. Oh, man, I am jacked. I am pumped. I am excited, if you haven't been able to tell. Why am I talking like Howard Cosell? Ladies and gentlemen, never. Oh, sorry. I got carried away. But that's right. If you are listening. That's right. St. Louis Cardinals and the Dodgers, they're going to be kicking it off here in just a little bit. So let's get ready to jump on that. Oh, we also got Boston and Detroit. They're doing it, taking it out tonight. Going to be on air about 7:07 is when they're going to get started. Oh, we got hockey on the schedule. We got the Rangers and the Caps. Washington on the schedule. Calgary and Anaheim. Is that regular season or is that still preseason for them? I don't know. We also got some preseason basketball. Portland, Utah. Detroit, Chicago. Dallas, Indiana, Boston, Toronto, Orlando, and Houston. Those teams, that's on the docket tonight for some preseason basketball. Don't send me messages asking where Clint Davis is. I do not know. So there you go. I cannot answer the question if he is still a part of the show or not because I can't get an answer out of him. Well, there we go. But, yes, we are on the air. We are having fun, and that's what matters. Having fun, feeling bad, looking good. Once again, we want to say hello to our buddy Scott Lowe over at Battleground MMA. We also want to say hello to Rhonda, Karina, Reiner, and the crew of Fayetteville Nutrition helping me get the weight off. And I appreciate the help they've given me. I've lost 17 pounds, and I'm still going. I'm down to 248. And my target weight is 225. So there you go. All right. Let's not waste any time because we want to watch some baseball. Let's get to the headline. Minnesota Vikings out of the football world has announced that they are going to start Josh Freeman in their Monday night game against the Giants. I'm sorry. You could start Little Orphan Annie. The way the Giants are playing this season, I don't think it would matter. And I'll stand behind that statement. Oh, let's see here. What else is going on? New England has announced that their linebacker, Jared Mayo, is placed on injured reserve and may be done for the rest of the season. This news coming out of the NBA, a federal grand jury made its verdict Wednesday that billionaire Mark Cuban, my hero, did not commit insider trading when he sold his shares in an internet company in 2004 after learning of a development that would dilute the value of his investment. He's been found not guilty. So now he can go back to being one of the head sharks on the Shark Tank. I love that show. I don't know about you folks, but there's some inventions that some of them people come up with that those sharks pass on that personally I think could make goo-boos. I don't know what the sharks are thinking. I think some of the sharks got their heads up their butts sometime. But like I say, there's just some of those inventions on the Shark Tank that I see that if I had the money, I'd risk the investment that some of them ask for. All right. Out of the world of NCAA football, the 13-panel committee has been announced. As we announced yesterday, Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long was asked to be on the chair. Here's some of the other people. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Former Nebraska head football coach Tom Osborne. Hall of Fame quarterback Archie Manning are on this list of people. Barry Alvarez, former head coach, now the athletic director at Wisconsin. Lieutenant General Mike Gold, former superintendent of the United States Air Force Academy. Pat Hayden, former NFL great athletic director at Southern Cal. Tom Jenston, former NCAA executive vice president. Oliver Luck, athletic director, West Virginia. Barry Radakovic, athletic director at Clemson. Steve Weinberg, former college football reporter from the USA Today. And Tyrone Willingham, former head coach at Notre Dame, Stanford, and Washington. So there you go. So like they got a good group. Some of them people kind of questioning, but that's not my job. I just hope they get it right. So, all right. So the playoff is in place. So now we're just going to have to go with it and see what happens. Oh, man. All the Cardinal fans, they're getting loud. They're already getting rowdy on the message boards. We love it. If you got a question or a comment concerning the playoffs, why don't you give us a call, 347-326-9073, and we will get you on the air. Oh, man, I am pumped. I'm excited. If you have comments, once again, I'm putting this on Facebook. If you have comments or questions about baseball playoffs, call us, 347-326-9073. All right, there we go. Back to the headlines. It looks like this. More NFL news. Buffalo Bills have announced that quarterback E.J. Manuel expected to miss another 4 to 6 weeks as he is rehabbing a sprained right knee. So there you go. Houston Texans have announced that strong safety Danielle Manning is going to miss the rest of the season because of a right knee injury. It's getting that time of year, boys and girls. The injuries are starting to hop in there. They're starting to mount up. And, you know, you may start to see some of these teams that started off strong, you may see them start to suffer a little bit as they deal with the injury bug. Red Sox took a 2-1 lead last night in their victory over Detroit. All right. That's what we got for the headlines at this time. 347-326, if there's something you want to talk about, get it in here. Get on the air. We would love to have you. Yes. Can you feel it? Can you smell it? It's baseball time. Matter of fact, in the top of the first inning, we got 2 balls, 2 strikes, no out, bases loaded. Oh, we got one out. Okay. Just as I said that, the clicker switch. We're going to be keeping a track on that throughout the show today. Feel free to call in. Get in here, 347-326-9073. At this time, yes, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to step away from a commercial. We're going to hear a few words from our boys over at Battleground MMA. Don't forget, if you have a sporting event coming up you want advertised, if you have a business that you want to get advertisement for, we got great advertising packages. We will be glad to talk to you about it. Call 888-361-8725. 888-361-8725 to talk to the Greg Sproul Show about advertising your upcoming event or your business. All right, we're out of here. We want to hear from the boys over at Battleground MMA. See you in 30. Bye.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Is very addictive to me. All right, here's the latest count. Ball, 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Bases loaded, top of the first inning for the Ready Birds. That's right. I hope they close it out today. Here's a look at the baseball headlines. Cards, once again, game 4 is underway. Cards looking to close out the National League Championship and advance to the World Series. Oh, in other non-playoff news, the Chicago White Sox says they have acquired 2 minor league players and cash from Tampa Bay that sent reliever Jesse Crane to the Rays in July. There you go on that one. Other in Major League Baseball news, as we announced yesterday, the Rockies and Charlie Weiss have agreed on a 3-year extension. Albert Pujols' lawyer, an attorney for Albert Pujols, has discounted another lawyer's suggestion that Pujols and former Cardinals slugger Jack Clark take a lie detector test to settle Pujols' defamation lawsuit over Clark's claim that Pujols used steroids. Really? Do we really care about that crap anymore? They're not going to do anything about it if he did. Did you hear about this? The man charged trying to carjack Cal Ripken's mother. He took out a Louisville Slugger and launched one to the man. Jesse Bowen, 33, has been charged with attempted armed robbery, attempted carjacking, possessing a dangerous weapon, first-degree assault, and several controlled substance laws. So there you go. Who the heck tried to jack Cal Ripken's mom? Umpires lined up for missing man formation. The umpiring crew for game three of the American League Championship Series Tuesday lined up in a missing man formation during a moment of silence for umpire Wally Bell, who died of an apparent heart attack. So thoughts and prayers. I think that's a class touch. There you go. You don't see that much anymore. All right. Finally, last news out of baseball. By the way, the Cardinals, bases loaded. How do you bases load? Oh, crap. This is going to be a long day. Bases loaded and St. Louis does not score anybody. Oh, my God. Indian center fielder Michael Bourne has had surgery on his left hamstring and will take 6 weeks to recover at his home in Houston, Texas. Going to the bottom of the first, St. Louis, nothing. Dodgers coming up to bat. So there you go on that one. NFL news. What's going on in the NFL? Charles may be upgraded in Peterson case. We have not heard any more news. We announced that yesterday. Ex-wide receiver Urban Fryer indicted on theft charges. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Urban Fryer and his mother were indicted in New Jersey by a grand jury Wednesday that they conspired to steal more than $690,000 through a mortgage scam. You dumbasses. Yeah, I said it. Do something about it. Well, apparently the NFL fashion police are on the ball again. Chicago Bears wide receiver Brandon Marshall says he's been fined $10,500 by the NFL for wearing green shoes. Marshall said before last Thursday's game, he was wearing the green shoes to attract attention to the Mental Health Awareness Week. Marshall has been treated for personality disorder in the past. Marshall posted the league letter informing him of the fine on Twitter and wrote, "Football is my platform, not my purpose. This fine is nothing compared to the conversation started and awareness raised." Marshall said that he had planned to match any fine with a donation to his foundation, which supports mental health awareness. He says he also plans to auction off the shoes and donate the proceeds to charity. There you go. I like that. I like a guy that's willing to stand up for what he believes in, because I believe the NFL gets a little zealous with their apparel penalty. Kind of like a couple of years ago, a couple of weeks ago, they penalized Cam Newton because he had a Under Armour visor attached to his football. Under Armour is one of his sponsors. What's the deal? You could hardly even tell the logo. I've seen the picture that they were looking at, that they were talking about. You could hardly even tell the logo, yet the NFL fashion police, if the NFL fashion police was really doing their job, they'd tell Seattle to get rid of them damn ugly uniforms. But yet the NFL fashion police is busting his chops for promoting a subject that's very close to him. So he wore green shoes. Who didn't they find somebody last year for wearing orange shoes? It's part of the team colors. Deal with it, fashion police. God, you guys suck. Like I said, if the NFL fashion police was really doing their job, they would bust Seattle for them ugly-ass uniforms they got. Who else has ugly uniforms? Can't really bust on Jacksonville's helmets because the jury's still out on those. But yeah, I mean, God, that navy and lime green. Maybe he should send them shoes to there you go. As much as Chicago don't want to lose him so he can wear his lime green shoes and not get in trouble, trade him to Seattle so he can wear his shoes loud and proud and the fashion police won't bust his chops. That's going to be my next Facebook page. I'm going to have to repost this story. So, yeah, there's a button. So I can hear people busting on me right now. I go, you're typing. You got dead air. Shut up. It's my show. 347-326-9070. Boy, I'm feisty today, aren't I? God. Must be that smoothie I had for lunch. I don't know. It was good. If you don't want to lose weight, that's your problem. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to get looking good. If you don't want to lose weight, then lay around and be a slug. All right. More NFL news. Where do we go? Well, got to go back to this page. Okay. Oh, yes. Thank Adamica Sue, one of the dirtiest players in football, is facing potential discipline from the NFL. Sue led with his helmet when he hit quarterbacks Brandon Weeden after he threw a pass. Why is that surprising? Why is that surprising to you? Adamica Sue is one of the dirt. I may not say his name right, but I really don't care. But Adamica Sue is one of the dirtiest players in the NFL. I'm surprised he hasn't been busted more than he already has. 347-326-9073. I got a lot of questions today, don't I? That's my new Facebook question I just posted. Who do you think is the dirtiest player in the NFL? I'm going with Adamica Sue. I mean, I don't know how many times that guy has lambasted somebody. He gets fined, and all he does is sit there and laugh at him. I'd like to see Michael Orr just plaster his ass. Man, I'm feisty today. Don't ask me why. I'm feisty. Feisty, feisty, feisty. Hey, here we go. It is, what is it? Bottom of the first. Score remains nada, nada. Nanu, nanu. Hey, what movie or what TV show was that? Nanu, nanu. If you can name that show, I will wash your car. Not. You'll wash my car if you name that show. Hey, that's a good die contest. We answer the questions. You get them right, you wash our stuff. Or maybe you get it wrong, you don't wash our stuff. Hey, we are going to take a commercial break. We want to say thank you to our friends at Hallmark Cards. We just care enough to do the very best. at Walmart. You can find them at Walmart, Walgreens, or your favorite 3D card store. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Right here on the Grinch Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Alright, we're back on the air. Oh, not got a whole lot. Once again, as we announced at the top of the show, Mark Cuban's been found not guilty of insider trading. Let's see, any other big news? Hey, San Antonio have waved a veteran forward, Jeff Little Maggot. Or I guess that's Corey Maggot. Also wave center Marcus Cousins and guard Mick Kabungo. Sorry. Did not mean to offend anybody with my Captain Caveman impression. I don't like doing Captain Caveman impression. Captain Caveman! God, we're losing it. But it's a good day. 347-326-9073. We got three questions on the board right now. Those questions are, who do you think the dirtiest player in the NFL? Is the NFL fashion police going a little overboard with their penalties and crap? And the fact that we just need to have a bunch of callers. Who do you think is going to win the playoffs? Who do you think is going to win the World Series? As always, I'm going with St. Louis. But that's just how we roll. Still holding on in the bottom of the third. Or the bottom of the first. Ball game is Tyler's. Go Redbirds. Tweet, tweet. Just saying. Rock and Robin. Tweet. Are we goofy today or what? Jeez. Hey, if your favorite college basketball team has just got started.
Uh-oh.
Oh, let's take a look at college football news. Auburn has announced yesterday that they are going to start Nick Marshall. Gets Texas A&M. Nebraska once has announced that Spencer Long is out for the season. Oh, my police blotter. Look out, we got news on the police blotter. Oklahoma wide receiver David Motoyer has been charged with two counts of indecent exposure, has been left the football team. Well, if it was that small, then I'd be ashamed. Minnesota has announced that they are moving forward. That they are going to move on with the remainder of the season while Coach Kill, who suffered a seizure a couple of weeks ago during pregame.
Yeah, let's see here. Hold on.
I'm getting text messages. All right. Like I said, Minnesota has announced that they're moving forward while Coach Kill is away. Trial date has been set for two Vanderbilt football players, Corey Bate and Brandon Vandenberg, are scheduled to set trial on August 11th. So there you go. If you go to Bookworm U and you're getting in trouble, apparently you're not as smart as you think you are. All right. Tennessee running back Marlon Lane is expected to play this Saturday against South Carolina. Tennessee could play all freshmen. It's not going to help. Just saying. So that's all your college football news. Let's get back to the scoreboard. Top of the second. St. Louis nada. Dodgers nada. Like I mentioned, basketball getting ready. Louisville favored to win in lone year and new league. SEC looking to rebound from poor NCAA champions. Media picks Kentucky to win the SEC title. Marquette's been picked to win the Big East. Nashville has been selected to be the primary Southeast Conference tournament site. And that's pretty much the big news coming out of college basketball. Arkansas started their practices yesterday. I need to get up there and check them out. Because football season's over, so we got to move on. Uh-oh. Stewart NASCAR news. Tony Stewart, third surgery, was for an infection. There you go. Let's see. Front Row Racing has announced that David Gilliland and David Reagan will be back in 2014, even though they didn't do shit this year. Man, I'm a mouthy little turd head today, aren't I? 347-326-9073. Call in if you got a comment about something. Let me answer a text message on air. Kill. All right. All right, other NASCAR news. As we announced the other day, Michael Waltrip has announced they're only going to run two teams next year because they screwed up and Napa dropped their sponsorship. Brian Vickers has announced that a blood clot in the calf is going to knock him out of the remaining races of the 2014 season. Be careful, Brian. Hope everything gets better and see you back behind the wheel of a hot rod next year. There you go. 347-326-9073. I'm just a mouthy little turd head today, aren't I? Oh, let's see. Let's jump over here. Look at some MMA news. Pretty much not jack going on. Even the message says no new story. Hey, did you hear this? A transgender MMA fighter Fallon Fox lost her first fight. So maybe that puts an end to all the BS talk that had an unfair advantage because Fallon Fox was born a dude. Yes, Captain Winky did make an appearance, but he's now gone, I think. Hey, could you imagine that? Man, could you imagine dating Fallon Fox and Captain Winky decided to come make an appearance? Did he have Captain Winky removed? I don't know. But that is a thought. I just posted that on Facebook. Did Fallon Fox have Captain Winky removed? I'm not going to find out. Ashley Evans-Smith beat Fox in the third round due to technical knockout. In her second fight at the Championship Fighting Alliance 12 event in Coral Gables, Florida. Smith is 7-1. And she's now the CFA Women's Featherweight Champion. Or she was a 7-1 underdog with a 2-0 record. See, I don't even think she should be in a title hunt yet because she's only had two fights. I don't care how good you are. You only had two fights. My book, my promotion, you don't get a title shot yet, so be quiet. 347-326-9073. Nobody's answered my question. Once again, that question was, did Fallon Fox, female MMA fighter who is actually born a dude, have Captain Winky removed? All right. Hey, it's baseball update time. Hold on. Wrong page, you morons. Going to the bottom of the second inning, the ball game remains scoreless. Tyless. Where did I ever get that word, tyless? It's scoreless, you idiot. So there you go. Yes, don't forget, we got birthdays coming up and shout-outs. Matter of fact, let's just hit a commercial spot right now so we can get it on like Donkey Kong. Join us for 30 seconds out here on the Kirk Control Show, right? Bye. For a great deal on the new Toyota. Go to Toyota. Up Arkansas. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Charlotte Shane. Right here on the
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Kootua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
All right, we're back on the air right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, we want to say a big thank you to our friend Scott Lowe and the crew over at Battleground MMA. We also want to say thank you to Fayetteville Nutrition Center. And we also want to give a big shout-out to Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services for all your mobile DJ needs. It is Cherokee Entertainment. All right. Wait a minute. We got the wrong music playing. We got to go over here and do this, boys and girls. Let's try this song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I want to know how they got that cow in the recording studio. That's what I want to know. Hey, we got three birthdays right here on the Greg Squirrel Show for a Wednesday hump day. Whoop whoop! Mike Ward, where you at, buddy? Happy birthday to my friend Linda Westfall. School buddy, Paul Humphrey. Happy birthday, Big Paul. And a good friend of mine, Corey Stell, you big man from the Cherokees. Happy birthday from the Greg Squirrel Show. I think it's all this energy I got. Happy birthday to you. And we also got some people that we're going to send some we got some shout-outs, too, that we got to do. No, we're not texting people. We're giving shout-outs. All right. Oh, we got some great shout-outs. We got shout-outs to Amy, Mitzi. Why is Mitzi on there twice? That's what I want to know. Oh, okay, I see why. We got Tressa. Shout-out to her. Christina Rose. Belinda Richardson. Hello. Sandra David Corbell. Hello. Trinity Sanchez. Hello. And my buddy Eric Stevens. Don't forget, we got some big events coming up October 26th. Coming to Fort Smith, Arkansas, Fort Smith Convention Center, we got Extreme Fighting Inc., Extreme Night of Champions. So we got that big event coming up at the Fort Smith Convention Center, October 26th. We also got coming to Springfield, Missouri, and the Shrine Mosque Auditorium. That's right, you heard me. Shrine Mosque Auditorium, Uncivil War, MMA, going to be making its way to that wonderful little establishment. I'm excited about being there. Coming up November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we got the USMTA Muay Thai tournament going on in Muskogee, Oklahoma at the Muskogee Civic Center. We're going to have that going on during the day, and then a Saturday night on the 2nd, we're going to have a full Muay Thai kickboxing card taking place. So call your buddies, call your friends, tell them to get a hold of Striking Muay Thai and kickboxing. Got that big event. And I'm going back to using my word pimped. I miss that word. We just pimped Extreme Night of Champions. Extremum. Once again, that event's Fort Smith, Arkansas on October 26th. Uncivil War, MMA, Springfield, Mo. That's later in November. I can't even spell today. November. I can't remember what date that is. I got to look that up. Hold on a minute. I'm looking up a date. Stop calling. Ah, there we go. November 23rd. Let me get back. And Striking Muay Thai. On November. Still need a secretary to help me out. All right. Once again, we just pimped XFI Extreme Night of Champions, Fort Smith, Arkansas, October 26th. Uncivil War MMA, Springfield, November 23rd. Striking Muay Thai Tournament on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Hey, we actually got a question here. Battleground, Scott Lowe and the boys. He says he thinks Captain Winky got turned inside out. That's TMI. Or got turned outside in. Okay, that's still TT. Andrew Corey answered the question about dirtiest player in the NFL, and he's jumping. He's drinking my Kool-Aid, the Ndamukong Suh, Detroit Lions scumbag. I'm going to call him like he is. He's a scumbag, and if he wants to come tackle me, that's fine. I'll sue his ass. 347-326-9073. We got about 10 minutes left on the Greggy Squirrel Show for today. Did I just say Greggy? Wow. It's a good day in the neighborhood, boys and girls. Oh, at the bottom of the second, Dodgers up 1-0, two runners on with one out. So there you go. Oh, let's see. I'm trying to figure out what else is going on we need to talk about. Talk about was. Once again, I want to remind, if you're a professional wrestling, MMA, or professional boxing promoter, you got events coming up and you want advertising all across the planet, pretty much anybody that has a laptop or some kind of computer can hear my show. And we got great advertising packages. If you have an event coming up, feel free to give us a call. If you're a business owner and you want to promote and advertise your business, you give me a call too. You can call us at 888-361-8725. If we don't answer, leave a message. We will call you back. Once again, 888-361-8725. And we will work on an advertising package for you right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't you like it when I talk like that? I kind of sound like Charleston Heston. No, I don't. I don't sound like Chuck Heston. See, that's why we miss Dave. Dave has all of his... Where is Clint Davis? I'm going to start calling him Dave Davis again. I wonder if that would help. Nah, I can't. I won't insult. I can't insult anybody like that. Dave Davis, Clint Davis, you're my buddies. Now, if you're going to post pictures of the Miss Bikes Blues and Barbecue bikini contest, at least blow it up where we can tell what it looks like. I think there's hotties in this picture, but I really can't tell. Nice. Oh, hey, there's one that's kind of blown up. But we really can't tell. Click on pictures to enlarge. Okay, hold on. Who is that? No, no, I want to be a judge. How do I get to judge? Nah. Too much cellulose. Nah. Only four pictures? Jeez, guys. Why don't you be stingy, why don't you? Mike. All right, boys and girls. Hey, we want to give a shout out to Aaron Pugsley and our folks over at Double A Productions. They got Global Proving Grounds, Cage Combat Championship number 5, Paragold, Arkansas, November 9th. Doors open at 6. Fight start at 7. So there you go. Got that big event coming up, along with our other events that we've mentioned. All right. Well, we're going to kick on out of here. We got about 5 minutes left on the show, but we are out of here for today. Don't forget, we'll be back on the air tomorrow, 4:00. And we're going to have fun on the Thursday, which is my Friday, the Greg Squirrel Show. So, everybody, go get in front of your TV. Let's root on these Cardinals to bring this one home. And we will see you tomorrow, 3:00, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, see ya. Bye-bye.
This is Tom Farmer, isn't it?
Hi, guys.
This is on Friday all the time. What do you mean?